Hit 6 o'clock.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the special meeting of the City of Black Diamond Planning Commission this December 1st, 2020. Appreciate your attendance. Would you please join me in the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all. Thank you so much. Ms. Martinez, could we please have the roll call?
Commissioner LeConte?
Present.
Commissioner Jensen?
I think he had some. Present. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there he goes. Commissioner Butt?
Present.
Commissioner McCain?
Oh. Present.
Commissioner Eckberg?
Here.
Commissioner Amber? Commissioner Amber?
Here.
Commissioner Olson?
Present.
There's a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Martinez. We have an announcement. Ms. Kincaid, would you like to make that announcement?
Yes, thank you, Chair McCain. I'm announcing that I have accepted a position with the City of DuPont as their Community Development Director, and wanting to introduce you to your new Community Development Director, Mona Davis. Mona, did you want to say hello? Turn on your camera and say hello to our wonderful Planning Commission.
Yes, hello. I'm looking forward to working with all of you and picking this up where Barb left off, hopefully as smoothly as possible.
We all hope. Yeah. Thank you. It's just been such a pleasure. I can't say enough getting to work with all of you and your dedication. And I just hope my next Planning Commission in DuPont is anywhere as near as good as you all have been to work with.
Well, that's a lovely compliment. Thank you on behalf of all of us, Barb. And good luck in your next venture for sure.
Thank you.
All right, commissioners, at this time, we're going to ask for public comment. Anyone who'd like to make public comment for the Planning Commission that is not related to our public hearing, please feel free to do so at this time. Please state your name and your city for the record. One more time, we'll ask if there's anybody who is on this call that would like to make public comment not related to this evening's public hearing.
Hello, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, Washington. I'm having some computer problems, so you're probably not getting a video.
No.
Mr. Davis, go ahead.
Okay, and these are somewhat general comments because, again, computer problems and not getting the agenda. Where are we here? Of course, now that I need to read the stuff I wrote down, can't find it. Well, basically it was that the main thing is that the future planning map needs to be reverted to the one for 2019. There are some problems with the way things have been handled. And also there's some problems in the way the city has been handling the development out there on 169, and I'm surprised that the state hasn't said anything formally about it. We'll just have to hold our breaths and hope that they, okay, here we go, that the state doesn't go after us too severely. Okay, and yeah, that was pretty much it. Anything else, I'll reserve in case there's any time after your meeting. And thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Davis. One more opportunity for people to speak now on any subject not related to our public hearing. Please feel free to do so. So hearing none, we're gonna move to our next agenda item, which is we're calling a public hearing. This public hearing will be recorded, and we'll ask for a staff presentation. Ms. Kincaid?
Yes, thank you very much. You have a packet for this hearing, a public hearing draft document. It contains the chapters that we discussed for this annual amendment. Chapter 3, on page 3-2, we are at, we would like to add some language for the ADA. It's not a policy, but it's just explaining that the planning framework and the importance of the Americans with Disabilities Act in that Chapter 3, Parks, Trails, Trials, it says, Trails, Recreation, and Open Space chapter. We, in the final formatting of our comprehensive plan update, our periodic update that was due in 2015, but actually got adopted in 2019, the final formatting, we somehow lost that little blurb that recognizes the importance of the ADA Act for planning our parks, recreation, trails, and open space. You also have, and let me say that these public hearing draft, what I've tried to do is show you the new language is shown in as underline. Any language that we would be striking would have a cross out, you know, a strike through. There's not much in this that we're striking out. Mainly what you're looking at is proposed new language, clarifying language, and then in the margin comment, just to try to, you know, explain what that is all about. So then you have chapter 4, the natural environment chapter on page 4-4. Where again, we had a policy number 21 that somehow was deleted in the final formatting of our adopted comprehensive plan for low impact development. And chapter 5, we have proposed changes in this public hearing draft. Chapter 5 is the land use element, and there are changes on page 5-6 of the document related to the master plan development, the MPDs. We discussed at our workshop the, you know, that we've heard a lot of public input about, you know, concern about what the MPDs are doing to the density of development in the city and our ability for the funding and the infrastructure to support it. So we had discussed some language about in this draft to add in that new MPDs would be, you know, would need to be carefully considered. We've also on page 5-8 have a land use goal 6. That's a new future annexation, of our potential annexation areas. And those two changes are, directly related to trying to address the concern that our community input has provided, as well as the Puget Sound Regional Council review of our comprehensive plan, that our growth targets are out of whack with the regional planning models. And so this is a way to try to get those aligned as the years go by. We also have a proposed change in Chapter 5 land use on page 513 and also 514. And this is related to the community commercial land use designation. We had discussed that the community commercial area, you know, that's pretty much should be focused on commercial development and not allowing for residential or multifamily or mixed use. So those proposed changes are addressing that discussion we had to clarify, clarifying language that the mixed use area in our commercial designations would be reserved for the town center and neighborhood commercial, but not community commercial. And then we added a policy proposed new policy about converting community commercial, you know, not actually discouraging the conversion of our commercial land to something else, residential is what we were intending. You also have chapter 7 from our comprehensive plan, where we had quite a few revisions to, that's the transportation element, several pages, that 7.2, 7.3, 7.11, 12, 13, and 14. And this is clarifying language and language to also respond to the Puget Sound Regional Council's concern in the partial certification report that they provided about language that was not accurate about the widening of SR 169. We've corrected that in this draft. And also language that would provide more information about the city's contingency funding for transportation improvements. And so we had discussed those at our last workshop. And then the Appendix 7 to the transportation policy. We have several pages there that have very similar language for consistency with the Chapter 7 proposed changes. We also, in the Chapter 7 transportation element, are adopting the updated city's six-year transportation improvement plan. Every year when the city adopts a new TIP, that's the acronym, we want to make sure that the city's comprehensive plan adopts the most updated one. And then also attached in your packet is the resolution with the adopted docket for this year. Just for your convenience to see that we were really trying to narrow the focus of this year's amendment to those items that relate to being able to submit to the PSRC for full plan certification. So those are really what we have to consider tonight. And I do want to say, commissioners, it's been, we've had a lot of people emailing comments and we've been forwarding them to you. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands that there will be no deliberation tonight. This is for listening to the public input. On December 8th, we will hold our regularly scheduled meeting to have that discussion based on what you hear tonight and also on a complete packet of all the comments that we received via email so that you have time to digest and think about it over the week. And then we'll hold that discussion on December 8th. So that is my staff report.
Barb?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson, is there a deadline to pass any type of changes?
Well, we have been talking about that because some of the input, well, let me back up. We are allowed a once a year annual amendment in most cases under the Growth Management Act. And a lot of the input was saying they felt this was really rushed. And so we are talking to the city attorney about what would it look like if we didn't rush to try to get done an adoption done in December of this year, but instead forwarded a recommendation to the city council to consider adoption maybe January, February of 2021. That way, if the city council wanted to also hold a hearing, that would give them time. So that's just something that we are certainly thinking about, and we can talk about that more on December 8th.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we do have, we have received a lot of written public testimony. And of course, we do appreciate that. Understandably, commissioners, one piece was arrived to the city on the 26th of November, and the rest of it did come over this Thanksgiving holiday. So, and there's a lot of information here. So we're not going to go through all that information at this point in time, but there are some members of the public that want to speak, and we'll take that oral testimony now. First person on the list is Kristen Bryant. Ms. Bryant, are you here?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can. We can see you too.
Great. Okay. All right. So my name is Kristen Bryant and I live in Bellevue. And I grew up in Black Diamond, and nice to see everyone, even though we can't actually see each other in person yet. I think that you probably all got my comments in writing. I had some very specific suggestions, but I didn't want to read those out because that would be a little dry. Just wanted to bring up a couple of things. So Chair McCain, my Zoom isn't showing me everyone else. You got them, right? Okay. There were numerous changes to the comprehensive plan that were suggested at the beginning of 2020 by the public. I know that my parents submitted proposed changes to the comprehensive plan when they found out what kind of commercial development was allowed. They were disturbed. They felt that commercial zoning wasn't required to preserve enough trees. It isn't required to have very much open space and it doesn't have to contribute to park space. They thought that that would invite the kind of commercial development that wasn't really fitting with Black Diamond's small town character. So I helped them to submit some very specific changes to the comp plan, but they hadn't appeared on the preliminary docket. But I think that and also that many people asked the commission to replace the future land use map in the comprehensive plan with the one that had governed until the year 2018, the previous version, basically. And that replacing that map would satisfy a lot of the public's concerns about overdevelopment, as well as the Puget Sound Regional Council condition to not add significant new development to Black Diamond, because Black Diamond is already like three times its growth targets. As I noted in my written comments, that replacing that map would go a long way towards satisfying the PSRC condition, whereas it did not seem that the other changes in the plan proposed tonight are sufficient. Another thought that I wanted to bring up is it doesn't look like anything prevents the commission from starting discussion tonight, depending on how long these comments go. If there are things that need to be drafted or brought up or researched before next time, I think it would be wise to at least start to bring those up to staff. And don't count on staff to take these public amendments and provide suggestions to you necessarily, because the staff has provided a packet and they provided information before. I think they provided what they're going to provide, but that doesn't mean the commission can't specifically, or any commissioner can't specifically ask for certain things to be brought forward in a written form that you guys can consider as part of the docket. I would also say, this may be a little change given the fact that, you know, Barb brought up that you might be getting permission to go ahead and take a little bit more time on this. But if you have to finish this year, then you might consider asking for another public hearing tonight that includes all of the public's draft changes as potential amendments to the plan, so that you're not prohibited from, or the council isn't prohibited from adopting those. If you wanted to do that in December, you'd probably be wise to ask for a new hearing notice tonight, because it takes a couple of weeks. The last thing, the technical appendix, I have a very specific question. The transportation appendix, has that been updated at all since the 2018 release? That's question number one. Has that transportation appendix, the technical data, the reports and analysis that went into the transportation appendix, has it been updated since that 2018 version that's in the currently adopted plan? And then the second technical question is, does that transportation appendix assume four lanes on State Route 169? Not the text about that's been changed, but the actual numbers that the consultant ran to do a traffic analysis and model. Did it assume four lanes on State Route 169, or did it assume two? Or maybe it assumed a two and a center turn lane. I just can't find the answer to what assumption is in those appendix numbers. Thank you.
Thank you for your input. The second person on the list that we have is Nicole Gillion. Nicole, are you present?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? And see me, hopefully. Hi.
Yes.
Welcome to my home office. Nice to see you all. Well, thank you. My name is Nicole De Leon. I'm a land use attorney with the law firm Karen Cross and Hempelman, and I'm here on behalf of Oak Point. Oak Point, I'm sure as many of you know, is the master developer for the existing master plan developments in the city of Black Diamond. And we did submit a public comment yesterday, which I hope obviously was forwarded to you. I think Ms. Martinez, thank you for your help. I think she did confirm that it was sent to you. So you do have that in your file. I don't wanna reiterate all the comments that are in there. I trust that you guys will all read that. And if you have any questions, I'm here to answer those. But I did just really wanna reconvey one point, which is that specifically about the new policy that would more or less preclude new MPDs within the city. We understand the intent of that was to really focus in on, providing careful consideration for new MPDs. We just thought that there is a need to add additional language that does clarify that that policy does in fact only apply to new MPDs and doesn't in any way impact, development of the existing MPDs. We think again that that was the intent. It's our understanding that was the intent, but we just think that the revisions that we suggested in our letter would provide that clarification that would really help all parties moving forward. And again, there are several other revisions in my letter. I'm available and happy to, help answer any questions. And I imagine I'll be at the December 8th meeting as well and available then as well. So that's all I really have to say, other than the fact that I will add that, to the extent that you are able to take a bit more time and maybe, proceed with this in January or February, whenever that may be, I think we would also support that. And, really just the Planning Commission, the City Council taking as much time as it needs to make sure that these are thoughtfully considered. That's all. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity, and I will stay on the line in case you do have any specific questions. Thanks.
Thank you for your input. Would anyone else like to participate in the public hearing tonight? If so, just speak your name and your city for the record.
Yeah, I would like to speak. This is Bob Stewart from Black Diamond.
Oh, all right, Mr. Stewart, please.
Get the video turned on. So Planning Commission, thank you again for opportunities to to address the Planning Commission and the process with the comprehensive plan. I commend you on continuing to push forward and I think get caught up on a pretty overdue deliverable for the city. And as I'd like to essentially echo or add my confirmation or affirmation of things that Ms. Bryant has mentioned in terms of the content of what's been said over the past year regarding the comprehensive plan. I would like to add another comment that I haven't been able to come to many of the meetings in the last few months, but I'd like to also encourage the group here to think of not, so yes, please listen to the citizens and I think hold as valuable what we take time to put into the process, but also if we can, I think it'd be better to improve also the details of how we conduct the process, because I have submitted multiple comments this year about just kind of shepherding the process along, because I just don't feel like the public input has been considered properly and has been handled properly. So I'm hoping that if there's any consideration for, as mentioned, stopping the process, if we want to have another hearing which includes more of that input, that'd be great. I'd be all for it. And at the very minimum, I'm hoping that next year we can have the public input be handled a little bit more. I think according to the rules of how the process is supposed to be conducted. So I know you have a lot to do and there's a lot of things to consider. I will just say again, thank you for your time. I do hope we can get a consideration of putting the prior comprehensive plan future land use map back in until we can have a properly vetted one. And I'm really concerned about the zoning that map essentially pretty much intimates is going to be there going forward without having proper review. So anyway, thank you for your time, and I appreciate all the hard work that you do as a group.
Mr. Stewart, I have a question. This is, yes, Chairman McCain. We received some public comment as part of our packet tonight, written testimony that you had provided. I'm assuming, do you have a date? There's no date on this document. So do you know if you submitted it after Thanksgiving or?
I don't recall exactly if it was right before Thanksgiving or right after it.
Well, it was addressed to Ms. Kincaid and Mona Davis. So it just doesn't have a date on it. I was hoping to have it dated for the commissioners.
Yeah, I should be able to tell you in a brief moment if you'd like that.
I just want to make sure we're getting the correct and updated information. Our packet was a good sized packet this time. Just want to make sure we have it complete.
Oh, it's over here on the screen. Sent on Tuesday, November 24th.
All right. Thank you. Commissioners, we will just we'll provide that date as point of clarification for our deliberations midweek. Thank you very much, Mr. Stewart. So at this point in time, I would like to call if there's anybody else that would like to provide oral testimony for this public hearing tonight. Please step forward and cite your name and city for the record. One more time, if there's anyone that would like to join in with oral testimony, please feel free to do so at this public hearing. Hearing none, we will close this public hearing, and we appreciate all of your participation. We'll close this hearing and move forward with our regular agenda. Thank you very much. All right, Ms. Kincaid, is there anything else that you want to add at this time?
No, thank you.
All right, so commissioners, we don't have a work session scheduled. We don't have any unfinished business. Community Development and Department Report, anything additional, Barb?
No, just that I would just like to put just a huge thank you for Commissioner Ekberg and Commissioner Butt for their service. We will get to see them one more time next week as planning commissioners, and then they have opted not to renew. And so we have two vacant positions. I don't know, Brenda, I don't think, have we received any applications for those?
No, we have not.
So, boy, I tell you, the folks that have poured their heart and soul into, you know, paying attention to this process and being involved, I just put a plea out to you that please consider being on the Planning Commission, because you're already halfway there. You're studied up. So please consider that.
Yes, we do appreciate all of our volunteers' participation, and especially during this time of the year. We know it was a big ask to ask for another meeting. And I can speak, I think, for all the commissioners. You know, it is our intention to do a very good job, and it is our intention to be thorough and thoughtful with all of our deliberations. Sometimes it's hard to hear the public criticism of that when, of course, we've all attended many workshops and have feels like we've been working on this all year, which I think we have. So anyway, thank you, commissioners, for your hard work and diligence and attention. We know you all have other things to do, and being a volunteer at this level takes extra time, and we're grateful. So at this particular time, I call for any other public comments. If anybody else would like to comment and share your views with the Planning Commission, I ask that you do that at this time. Please step forward and state your name and your city for the record. There are three times we have to call for this public public input. One more time, any public comment that anyone would like to share? One more time, public comment. It is essential to this process, and we do take that seriously. Hearing none, I would accept a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Butts. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you, commissioners, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week at 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.